Welcome back. Joined now by Henry Pollack, in town to star in Never Gonna Dance, premiering at the Great Musical Theater West. Henry, welcome to Long Beach. Welcome to our show.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about Never Gonna Dance.
Well, first of all, I'm co-starring with Harriet Harris. She plays my love interest. And then the stars of the show are David Engel and Tammy Tappan Damiano,
who have been our guests before.
Yeah, they have been, yeah.
And it's a Jerome Kern adaptation of his music.
Well, actually, no. It's Jerome Kern's music that was pulled from a movie called Swing Time, which was done with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, and there's a host of lyric writers. So it's all Jerome Kern music that has been adapted to this particular stage musical.
And this opened a couple of years ago on Broadway, and this is the West Coast premiere.
This is the West Coast premiere, correct.
And you are an actor, singer, dancer, director, tell jokes.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Well, you know what I was thinking about? You know the story about the famous audition where the lady comes into audition for a musical and she starts singing the song, "You say potato and I say potato, you say tomato and I say tomato, potato, 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 yeah. Tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off." And they say, "That'll be enough, Miss Levine." And she said, "It's Levine." You'd never heard that? There you go, you see.
That is very, very good. And you've spent time in... born in Pittsburgh, Hialeah, came to California in 73 to star with Nick Nolte in... tell us about that show. That was a breakthrough show for both of you.
It was a breakthrough show in that William Inge, unfortunately, died 3 days before we opened. A lot of people came to see the show as a result of that who had worked with him in the past. And Nick and I were both discovered out of that show because of our work, and... he got an agent, I got an agent, he got a manager, I got a manager, and he went on to do Rich Man, Poor Man, and then was catapulted to a feature film career.
Sure.
And I went into television.
Sure. And you've worked with Mel Brooks.
I had the pleasure of doing When Things Were Rotten. I was the sheriff of Nottingham.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about Mel Brooks. He's a comic genius.
He's a comic genius, but he's also a great soul. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being, and... funny man, but his humor comes out of his love for humanity. You know?
Yeah. And also Bob Stewart, which a name may not be familiar to many of you, but Bob Stewart was the game show genius and guru.
Yep, and I met him, and I'm a friend of his because of the $25,000 pyramid.
My favorite quiz show.
The $100,000 pyramid that was subsequent to that, and Shelley Smith and I were the first $100,000 tournament celebrity players.
Wow.
Shelley ended up winning the $100,000 for her contestant, and that was that. But that's our history.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Well, tell us, I always love to ask actors these questions. What's it like being up on the stage in front of thousands of people doing the song and dance? How do you feel at that moment, or are you just in the moment and you don't even think about it?
You're in the moment and you don't think about it. I do remember the first time I did it was when I was 12 years old and I played Ebenezer Scrooge, and I walked off the stage after the first performance and I said, "I'm going to do this for the rest of my
life." Really? You knew?
I totally, totally knew.
An epiphany.
A total epiphany just before the Feast of the Circumcision. But who's counting?
Well, you're blessed when you find out something that you really love to do.
That's the gift I was given. Not only was I given the gift, but I was given the gift of being able to do it. So,
but what about comedy? Comedy is I think, the most difficult of the performing arts because you don't have a song or a dance to carry you. You just tell a joke, and if it bombs, the silence can be deafening.
Stand-up comics are to be revered. Very tough road to hoe. The old saw is tragedy is easy, comedy is hard. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And if you bomb, you know, that sweat just is nothing like
and
it.
And I see these one-person shows on HBO occasionally,
yes.
And to keep thousands of people right in your hand is amazing talent.
But you do have to understand that they're honed within an inch of their life.
I mean,
they're constantly going out testing material. You know, Seinfeld is one of them. I mean, they're out there all the time. I happen to know a kid who I coach as an acting coach, and he's a stand-up comic, and he's out there all the time doing this stuff at these little rooms, you know.
And so they make it look easy, but it's not easy.
The gift of any performing artist is to make it look easy. That's what you do. It's like you being a host. You make hosting look easy, but that's your gift.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Wow.
You're good at this.
Well, I remember they were interviewing Bob Hope when he was really at the top of his game, and someone asked him, when he goes out to entertain a room, what does it mean when you walk out and you're Bob Hope? And he said, well, that means I get 1 minute to be funny instead of 30 seconds.
It's absolutely.
Because you have to deliver each night you're out there.
No question about it.
Now, you've done TV, you've done movies, you've done stage. Which do you prefer and why?
Theater, because of the immediacy of it. There's nothing like getting that laugh then, there, and now. It's my life's blood, always has been. If I started out in television, maybe it would be different, but I really like the contact with the people. And as a director, I imagine myself being all the people that are up on stage, so it's...
Have you ever directed yourself?
No. Well, I take that back. I had to fill in for in two different plays for two different
characters. And did you follow your instructions well?
No. You know what I found out? I'll tell you the truth. I said, my God, I asked this guy to do that? What the hell was I thinking?
Okay.
Can I say that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, if you want to see this wonderful, wonderful actor, comic director, Henry Pollack, he'll be in town starting, I believe it's February 16th, 17th.
Right.
We'll put the bumper up. Co-starring in Never Gonna Dance at the wonderful Carpenter Center, where Musical Theater West does all their productions. Thank you so much.
And let me thank the people of Long Beach for supporting this musical theater group. I mean to tell you, we love coming down here. It's my debut down here, but I'm happy to be a part of this community.
Yeah, we love Musical Theater West. Thank you so much for watching. Join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.